Beloved, when God says, you have unlimited access to me, the holiest of all, we through the Lord Jesus Christ. This new, verse 20, not the new technology, the new and living way is alive in Christ, which he has consecrated, inaugurated. This is new territory he has inaugurated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. You know, we talk about service providers. God is the service provider. The Lord Jesus is in charge of the service provider. We are guaranteed no breakdowns. We are guaranteed no blackouts. We are guaranteed the excellent service, clear, crystal, sweet, wonderful. God at his best, man. Let's enjoy the technology. Let's enjoy the technology. Then it says in verse 22, let us draw near. Let us be in awe as we come into these things. Having a true heart, full assurance of faith, having hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of faith for the wavering, for he is faithful in that promise, and let us consider one another. Let's be in touch with each other as well, provoking unto love and to good works. This technology we have come is not only between ourselves and God and ourselves, but we need to be in touch with each other. Beloved, let's embrace each other in prayer. Let's embrace each other in encouraging ourselves to go on for God and to get in touch with God and to keep in touch with God. But I close in chapter 13. Hebrews 13. Verse 5. We're going to read a couple of verses. We do not spend any time on them. Hebrews 13 verse 5, let your conversation, your way of life, your lifestyle be without covetousness. You don't need to get beyond your means, beloved. Even though you're looking at the technology and the features, every 5 minutes they're going to come up with something. Be careful that you don't get yourself in a bind and in a twist and find yourself just following the latest just to be like the Joneses. Be content with such things as you have, for he have said. Let's get with the real thing, the real technology. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Therefore we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. We recognize he will always be near to be in touch with us. The communication is permanent, is right there with us in our hearts. And he says, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. And he wants us to respond to that, to boldly say, communicate. Let him hear you say, let others hear you say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Let's go on down. Verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. We want to say that the technology, the divine art of communication of God's mind and God's word will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And finally it says, verse 15. By him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Let's celebrate, beloved. Let's be in touch with God, not only asking for our needs, but let's celebrate with God. Let's praise him, praise him, praise the Savior, ye who know him, who can tell how much we owe him. Let's praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Let us praise him. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. May God help us to appreciate the communication, the sharing of his son with us. Let's value that, what God has shared with us. Let us keep in touch with God. As God has chosen to get in touch with us, let's stay in touch. Stay in touch. I really want to appeal to us that every time we look at the computer, we look at our tablets, we look at the cell phone, we look at all the gadgets they are, let it be a constant reminder that God has also chosen to get in touch with us. Let us listen to what God has to say. Let us look at what God is showing us. Let us be in touch with the text message of his word. And let us also keep in touch with God moment by moment. Just a constant and way of life hearing from God. God being in touch with us and we being in touch with God. Let it be more than our text messaging. Let it be more than we use our cell phone. Let our link, our communication, the use of the new divine technology be a reality with us for his name's sake.